Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. Well, we've been doing this all week, previewing the Final Four as we get ready for Saturday in Houston, Texas. And the last team on our list this week is the Syracuse Orange, the 10 seed coming in. Jim Boeheim's got a group that will go up against North Carolina. Mike Waters covers the Orange for Syracuse.com, and he joins us here on Yahoo Sports Radio. How are you, Mike?
I'm good, Tony. How are you tonight?
I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. I want to ask about the coaching job Jim Boeheim did, not only in this tournament, but getting the Syracuse team here. In that game against Virginia, how much of that win was Boeheim's coaching adjustments?
Well, I think you saw at least two things that happened in the second half of that game. You know, one, he made up his mind at halftime that they were going to be going to the full court press. A couple of the assistant coaches and players told me that, you know, he told them at halftime that about four or five possessions in that he planned on going to it. And as it turned out, he didn't go in there right away because at first they got within about seven. And then when that lead got back up to about 14 with 10 minutes to go, he put it on. That's really early for him. And the other thing they did is, you know, London Perantes, the Virginia point guard, scored 15 points in the first half, all on threes. And that's because they were really worried about Malcolm Brogdon. They were really worried about Anthony Gill and Mike Toby, the low post combo inside. And, you know, they had to pick their poison, and they picked Perantes, and he was killing them. And in the second half, Perantes scored 3 points. That's it. So he went from 15 to 3, and that's not by accident. That's because they can do different things in that zone. They may not change the defense. They're still playing zone, but they change things they do in it. And in the second half, they took Perantes out because he was killing them. And, you know, the combination of those two things is what turned that game around, man. You know, it was an unbelievable comeback.
When people think about Syracuse, they think about all the great teams that Boeheim has had and all the runs that they've made. This team is a 10 seed, but people watch him and see some real talent. What kind of team is this year's Orange Squad? Is it a good team that's finally coming together, or is it still a team that's got a lot of flaws that just managed to catch fire at the right time?
You know, Tony, I think maybe a little bit of both. I think it's a good team, and they're capable of beating people. You know, in the regular season, they had neutral court wins over Texas A&M and Connecticut. They had a really nice road win at Duke. You know, they had a good win over Notre Dame. You know, so they're capable of beating good teams. And even aside from the wins there, they played Virginia really tough against Charlottesville in the regular season. They played North Carolina down to the wire in Chapel Hill. I mean, with 11 seconds to go in the game at Carolina, Syracuse had the ball down three. You know, they had a chance that, well, they could have tied. So, you know, you're playing two of the best teams in the country down to the wire on their home courts. You're pretty good. But hey, they do have flaws. I mean, they rely on a three, and yet there are nights when they don't shoot it well at all. You know, they're limited inside. When they're starting five, they're going 3-on-5 on offense. They're 4 and their 5 men can't score. They don't run anything for them. It's that bad. So when they bring the one kid off the bench, Tyler Lydon, and he comes in, you know, at that point, then they're able to go 4-on-5. But still, that's a flawed team. And they've done more than enough. I was going to say just enough, but they've actually done more than enough here in the tournament to win games.
They played North Carolina twice. Mike, what were those games like? Were they closer than the box score indicates? Was UNC just dominating? In terms of those two games, how was this matchup?
Both were close. The one early in the season in January up at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse was really close. In fact, Syracuse was ahead by 6, you know, into the later minutes of that game. And then North Carolina put on a really big run towards the end to win it. And, you know, so don't be fooled by the score. I think the final score is probably about a 11 or 12-point margin. That game was close. Syracuse was doing well. And North Carolina was struggling to score against the zone. And then, you know, as we mentioned earlier about the game in Chapel Hill, you know, Syracuse was there. You know, they had rallied from about an 8-point deficit in the game's final minutes. They cut it to within 1 in the final minute of the game. And then after Carolina, you know, had scored, they'd gone back and forth on a couple free throws. Again, Syracuse had the ball down 3 with 11 seconds to go. And, you know, and the game on Saturday is not being played in Chapel Hill. You know, it's going to be played on a very, very neutral court. You know, you can't just assume that Carolina is the one seed and the powerful team, and a team that beat Syracuse twice is just going to roll over Syracuse on Saturday. I really don't know how the game's going to go, but if you want to really look at those first two games, they were close.
Mike Waters joins us, Syracuse.com, on the Orange will take on the North Carolina Tar Heels at the Final Four. Is outside shooting going to be the real key for Syracuse to beat North Carolina?
I don't know if it's going to be the absolute key, but they're going to have to shoot it better than they did in the first two games. Syracuse did not shoot the ball well at all in either game. In order to beat Carolina, they're going to have to make something. You know, so whether it's Mike Benachay or Trevor Cooney or Malachi Richardson or some, you know, combination, you know, two of those three guys got to knock down threes. And if there's one other key to that in terms of scoring or maybe making a couple threes, it's Tyler Lydon off the bench. 6'8" freshman. He can step out and knock it down. He didn't play great in either game. In fact, the first game he played awful. Didn't make a shot, I don't think. And in the second game he played okay. But he's been playing really well in the NCAA tournament. You know, so these are the things that Syracuse has to hope happens.
But, I was going to ask you.
Yeah. Marcus Page did not play well in either game either. And he didn't shoot well at all, especially from three-point range. And, of course, he's been shooting it very well now in the tournament. So I think Marcus Page makes Carolina a much different team than we saw the first couple times. And just in general, if Marcus Page is shooting threes, North Carolina gets scary good.
I wanted to ask you about Tyler Lydon because I love watching him play in this tournament, and I know he's had kind of up and down during the regular season. What is his story? Has he gotten minutes as the season's progressed? What's his overall story with Syracuse?
He started out like gangbusters in like the early part of the season. They went down to the Bahamas to play in the Battle for Atlantis, and in three games against really good teams, he averaged about 15 points a game. And you know, everybody thought, wow. You know, this kid's the one. He's the real deal. And but then, you know, they came back home, and he went through a stretch, and it really kind of went into the beginning of the ACC where he was looked like he was avoiding a shot, not taking the ball, not taking it when he was there. He lacked aggressiveness, almost deferring to the seniors on the team, and it wasn't a good thing. You know, they needed him to be more aggressive on offense. And once it kicked into gear, probably sometime in, like, maybe mid to late January, he's been great. In the last, I think it's the last 13 games, he's been in double figures 11 times. And over the course of the season, when he scores in double figures, Syracuse is something like 15-5. So he is a difference maker. So he's been pretty reliable for them now for about the last month to month and a half. And they needed to, you know, they're not going to beat anybody in Houston this weekend unless he does well.
As far as the overall strategy or how you think the game will play on Saturday, obviously Bryce Johnson is a concern, but you can beat some teams even when their big guy scores a lot. Can that happen for Syracuse? Can they limit everybody else and let Bryce Johnson do his thing, or do they have to slow down? Do they have to make sure he doesn't get the kind of output that he's been getting in this tournament?
Well, they certainly don't want him to go for like 38 or 39 or whatever.
Yeah, right, right.
They don't want that to happen. But, you know, let's say Bryce Johnson just has a good game. You know, if he was to have 19 points and 10 rebounds, I can still see a way that Syracuse can win the game. And that would be if Carolina doesn't make threes. But if Carolina is getting threes from Joel Berry and Marcus Page and Bryce Johnson's having a double-double, then Syracuse is in trouble. They don't want to give him anything easy. They don't want him slam-dunking everything. If Bryce Johnson's making 15-footers, well, then you tip your cap to him. So they want to see him get the ball out there at the elbow. You know, if he's making, you know, baseline jumpers, fine. But he can't be getting, like, the bulk of his points in the paint inside where he's just, like, you know, spinning to the basket and laying it in. Can't have that.
Mike Waters, again, Syracuse.com, covers the Orange, and they are going to have, again, another matchup with North Carolina, this time in the Final Four in Houston. Mike, great talking to you. Great insight. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you, Tony. Have a good night.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk about the Final Four and give you our thoughts on where these games are going to be heading. Syracuse and, again, North Carolina, third time. It's hard to beat a team three times. We always hear that. But in North Carolina's case, is it going to be easy to beat Syracuse? And what about Oklahoma and Villanova? You can throw out all of the box score numbers from the December matchup in Hawaii. That was might as well have been 10 years ago. But there might be something from that game that might give the edge to Oklahoma. They won by 23. Villanova relies on defense. We'll give you our thoughts coming up next. 800-777-2907. It's Tony D here on the Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio.